Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Billy Eichner takes the lead in a new rom-com that's confusingly called Bros? What does that even mean? Oh, bros. Oh, that makes a lot more sense. This review is brought to you by Mint Mobile. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Merle and stay tuned after this review for more info. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my review of Bros, the new rom-com that's hitting theaters this weekend. Bros is directed by Nicholas Stoller, who's done some other comedies that I enjoyed, including Forgetting Sarah Marshall and the Two Neighbors films. The script was co-written by Stoller and the star of the movie, Billy Eichner. And yes, let's not bury the lead here. This is a rom-com about a gay couple, and not a gay couple as it relates to straight people or a straight couple. This movie is about the realities and pitfalls of dating as a gay couple, just as countless other rom-coms have been about the realities and pitfalls of dating as a straight couple.
Tomorrow? Or we can do whenever.
Yeah, I can do whenever, and I can do whatever.
I don't care what we do.
Yeah, me neither. We can do whatever, and we can do it whenever. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that definitely works.
Great. Whatever, whenever.
Cool. Whatever, whenever. GIF of Michael Scott dancing.
And the movie features a cast that's drawn almost entirely from the LGBTQ+ community, playing characters that are almost entirely LGBTQ+ people. So if that's the sort of thing that bothers you, then don't go see this movie. But if you do decide to go see it and you're offended anyway, that's on you. Not the movie. I would encourage anyone to see this because I think that it is one of the funniest comedies I've seen this year. I was laughing out loud throughout the movie, and that was in a literally empty theater at a 5 p.m. Thursday showtime. I would imagine it's an even more enjoyable experience when you get to watch it with a crowd. Billy Eichner plays Bobby, a successful podcast host who's also a perennial malcontent who's resigned himself to a lifetime of empty hookups. But all of that changes when he meets Aaron, a dissatisfied estate attorney who is himself surprised to find himself falling for a guy who's almost completely his opposite. And when we talk about representation in media, this movie is a great example of what that means, because there are things about these two men specifically dating as gay men that I have not seen before, and I think that many audiences before have not seen in a mainstream studio movie or maybe any movie, and it comes from the lived experience of Billy Eichner and the people that are behind and starring in this movie. But I also found that Bros isn't a movie that's out to preach to the audience or be some kind of a message movie. There are messages that are tied into the plot because Bobby is trying to launch the country's first LGBTQ+ museum. And so there are stories of the erasure of the LGBTQ+ community over history that are tied into the plot of the film and these characters' motivations. But I don't think this movie is here to push any kind of message about the LGBTQ+ community any more than You've Got Mail existed to push any kind of message about small business ownership. This is just a movie that's about the lived lives of these characters, and like the best rom-coms, it is able to balance comedy and drama. And there are several dramatic beats in this movie that I think are handled very well. And to be honest, I was skeptical going into this movie about Billy Eichner and whether he could play outside of his established persona. And he does bank a lot on what he knows works as a comedian, but I think he also brings a general sadness to this character. And as the co-writer, I have to think that a lot of the screenplay is perhaps rooted in the truth of his life. And it's this honesty that he brings to his performance that I think largely makes it work. And I've said before that acting is largely rooted in truth and reality. That's what you're trying to convey as an actor. And Billy Eichner does that extremely well in this movie, in addition to being able to absolutely crush a punchline.
We need to get people to rethink history through a queer prism, not comfort them with another gay wedding, all right? It's a museum. It's not Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I like Schitt's Creek.
I love Schitt's Creek.
That show has layers. Right,
everyone loves Schitt's Creek. Great, okay.
I wasn't really that familiar with Luke McFarlane going into this movie. He plays Bobby's boyfriend, Aaron, and he comes off pretty bland to start. I think maybe that's partly how his character is drawn. But as we learn more about Aaron, I think that McFarlane brings more depth to his performance and depth to his character. I will say that I think that Billy Eichner anchors this movie, and Luke McFarlane doesn't sink it. The supporting cast, really, are the people that have a chance to shine in this movie, especially the other members of Bobby's LGBTQ plus museum board. And there are a lot of scenes that I think comedically highlight the differences that pop up, even inside of the LGBTQ plus community. Miss Lawrence, Jim Rash, T.S. Madison, Eve Lindley, and Dot Marie Jones all make an impression as characters that we don't see on screen very much, played by actors who reflect the reality of these characters. I found Bros to be very funny, full of great performances, but it's not a perfect film. It is a movie that's produced by Judd Apatow, which means that it's about 10 to 15 minutes too long, and the ending of the film, a lot like actually Judd Apatow's movie Trainwreck, I thought leaned way too much into the corny cliches of the romantic comedy that a lot of the rest of the movie had sidestepped pretty successfully, so it didn't entirely work for me, but I was invested in the characters, and so that kind of carried me through instead of kind of rolling my eyes and disconnecting from the end of the film. But the ultimate mark of a comedy is how much it makes you laugh, and Bros had me laughing throughout, and it wasn't all comedy based on the fact that it is a gay romance. Yes, there are a lot of punchlines that are associated with the dating lives of gay men, but these characters are also very well painted, so you get punchlines that exist outside of just their sexuality or just how they identify. Now, there have inevitably been detractors for this movie, which isn't shocking because it seems like at this point there are detractors to every single movie that comes out, but this is also a movie that doesn't offer any apologies or pull any punches about its subject matter. And I think one of the great things about the acceptance that we've seen over the last couple of decades is that it's no longer the job of every studio movie to cater to what has in the past been deemed as a mainstream taste. If you don't agree with what's being depicted in this movie, then don't watch. But if you make that choice, I think you're going to be missing a very funny movie, which at its core is also a celebration of love between people of all races, genders, and sexualities. It's a movie about embracing our differences and not ignoring them, and it's also one hell of a funny comedy. So that's a recommendation for me on Bros. It's in theaters now domestically. What do you think? Is this one that's been on your to-watch list for a while? Let me know down in the comments below. And as always, thank you so much for watching me here on the channel. Before we go, I want to thank the sponsor for this review, Mint Mobile. How many times has one of the big wireless providers offered you an incredible deal only for you to find out later that there's a catch? Yeah, like every time, right? So when I heard that Mint Mobile was offering premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, that's the first thing that I thought as well. What's the catch? Well, it turns out there's not one. Mint Mobile's secret is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. That means they cut the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. For anyone who hates their phone bill, and who doesn't, right? Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. And Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or a family. And at Mint Mobile, families start at two lines. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all of your existing contacts. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/Merle. That's mintmobile.com/Merle to cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Merle. Thanks to Mint Mobile for sponsoring this review, and thank you most of all for watching. I'll be back very soon with the latest news, reviews, box office, and more. Until then, stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.